Chapter 16. As they dove for me, I dropped to my stomach and hit the floor. To my surprise, I heard the lock click on the other side of the door, and the door swung open. The sudden movement made the monsters pull back. Daisy and Dwayne poked their heads into the room.
Michael? Are you in here?
Daisy called.
We've been looking everywhere.
She stopped. They both let out horrified cries when they saw they had stepped into a room full of monsters. I was so happy to see them. My rescuers! I stuck out my arms and went running to hug my friends. A huge mistake. They screamed again. What would you do if you saw a 6-foot-tall monster running at you? Dwayne pulled back his arm and gave me a hard punch under my snout. The punch sent me flying back. Pain shot down my body. I dropped to my knees. Daisy and Dwayne gaped down at me. I waited for the room to stop spinning. The other monsters were huffing and puffing again, hopping up and down excitedly. It's me, Michael! I shouted to Daisy and Dwayne. But it came out. How could I make them understand? How could I show them it was me? I knew I had only a few seconds. My two horrified friends were already backing out of the room. Once they closed the door, I'd be trapped. And no one would be able to stop Mrs. Hardesty and her egg plot. How could I let them know? Something gleamed on the floor right outside the door. I squinted at it. Something silvery. It took me a moment to realize it was my dog whistle. So that's what fell from my pocket when we were down here with the black cat. I stood up and moved slowly to it. With a quick swipe of my claw, I grabbed the whistle off the floor. Please, I thought. Please, let Daisy and Dwayne figure out that it's me. I sucked in a deep breath, raised the dog whistle to my snout, and started to blow. Then I waved it in the air so they could see it. Then I blew it some more. Please, please!